Welcome to the Aspire Community Church podcast. Join us today as we explore biblical insights for demonstrating the love of God. We pray this message brings you encouragement. You can visit us online at aspirecc.com or follow us on social media at aspireccva. Now on to today's message.
Stefan and First Lady for inviting me back to come and to share with you all. It is my prayer and my deepest desire that the words that are spoken be the words from God's heavenly throne that will reach your heart and pierce deeply to motivate change. That's my desire. Hallelujah. That God will transform lives. Hallelujah. Pastor Stefan, I know that I'm being a little unconventional when I ask you to play Jaira. Can you just say hallelujah.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right.
Do you know who you are?
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know that you know that you know who you are today? Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
As Pastor said, my title today is The Unknown Becomes Known. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's so many of us who want to be known. What do we want to be known for?
Come on.
Your theme for this year, your women's ministry theme is her story.
Yes, yes.
And so I'm going to be talking about some of the women from the Bible that tells a story that I believe is your story untold.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. I want you to open up your Bibles to Deuteronomy 14, 2. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Deuteronomy 14, 2. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. For the word says, for you are a holy people to the Lord, your God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself. And I love the King James Version because it says a peculiar people. Right. That means it's okay if we don't look like everybody else.
That means
it's okay if we stand out. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that
yes.
means it's okay if we're different from everybody else.
Yes,
that
yes.
means it's okay if I wear something pink and purple all at the same time. It means it's okay because I'm a peculiar person.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
God's own special people, Lord God. Hallelujah. It says a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, he didn't just begin talking about you in the New Testament. He began calling you out and telling you who you were, even in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. Turn with me to 1 Peter 2 and 9. Hallelujah. It says, and I'll wait till you get there because, see, this is one of my favorite scriptures. This is one of my life scriptures because it reminds me of who I am every single day. And I thank and praise God for this scripture and for him putting it there just for me. Oh, yeah, it's there for you too. But I just know that it's there for me. Hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen race. A royal priesthood, yes, hallelujah. Yes, he didn't just call you any kind of priesthood, hallelujah. He said that you're a royal priesthood. That means you're a kingly and a queenly priesthood, yes, hallelujah. Yes, a holy nation. God expects for us to be holy, hallelujah. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy, yes, hallelujah. He said, you're a holy nation, a people for my own possession, hallelujah. Yes. Oh, we were birthed. Purchased with a price, hallelujah. And that was a high price that he bought us. And I thank God today, Lord, that we know the price, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He said, look, I called you out of darkness. When you were deep in your sin, I knew you, hallelujah. Even before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you, hallelujah. He said, I called you out of that mess, that pit, that mire that you were in, because I loved you even when you were there. Hallelujah. And I called you into my marvelous light. Hallelujah. You know, God spoke to my spirit on April 22nd of this year while I was pondering who would speak at our conference in October, our RAW conference. And I'll tell you a little bit about RAW as we go on, but this is what he said to me, and I believe that it wasn't just for me, even though I know that he was speaking to me about what I was pondering. I believe that this is a word, a piece of a word for you today. It says, I am calling the unknown ones to come forth. Don't look for or get those to speak who already have their names in light. You yourself are an unknown. But you are about to be known. Right. You are my best. And I am calling you out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are God's best.
Yes, God.
And he is calling you out.
All right.
Yes, God.
The unknown becomes known.
Yes,
I need you to become known.
Wow. Yes, Lord God.
I need you to. Your life will make a difference in my life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Your life and you becoming known in this season, hallelujah, not just for me, but for all the women and men lives who hang in the balance waiting for you to tell your story. It's by the word of our testimony.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. You have been unknown long enough.
Story,
yes. Oh my God.
You have a story to tell.
Yes, Lord, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
What you carry is about to be exposed. God is calling you out.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
My God.
There's some women in the Bible that I would suggest that many of us don't know. But there's some women that live with us today that I would suggest many of us don't know. There's some women that I want to talk to you about because they are unknown to most of us. And I may pronounce some of these names incorrectly. And I just want you to just write the scriptures down so that you can go and read them for yourselves, okay? But they speak to us. They tell a story. They call out some characteristics that are supposed to be the same as ours. Hallelujah. Not just as women, but as people. The Bible wasn't written just to women. It was written to all who would believe.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Male and female. Hallelujah. The first one that I want to talk to you about today is in 2 Kings 11 and 2 Chronicles 22, 10 through 14. If I move a little bit fast, just slow me down. Say, you know, Minister Wendy, slow down a little bit. That's all you have to do. 2 Chronicles 22. 10 through 14. Jehoshabah, she was the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jodai, the priest, and the sister of Ahazar, the aunt of Joaz. She was the one who hid Joaz from the king's mother, his own mother, who was killing all the royal heirs of the house of Judah when she found out that her son, the king, had died. She hid him because he was to be king, at least one of them. He wasn't in line because he was the youngest one. Joaz was the youngest one, but he was in line to the throne. But because her son had died, his mother, she had gone and killed them all, but the sister, the aunt, spared him by hiding him. She was a woman of courage.
Yes, yes.
Naaman, slave girl. If you all remember in 2 Kings 5, 1 through 19, she was a captive brought back from one of the raids that Naaman had gone on, and she served Naaman's wife, and Naaman was a leper.
Yes, yes.
Because of the unknown woman, they don't mention her name in the Bible, hallelujah. They don't, the unnamed woman, she became known to us because of the act that she did, but she was responsible because of her compassion and her great faith. She told her mistress, tell my master to go and see the prophet and he'll heal him, hallelujah. How many of us remember that story? And so he went and he didn't want to wash in the dirty water, hallelujah. But when he did, he became clean. It was because of her confession of God, hallelujah, and her compassion for people and her great faith that this man was saved, hallelujah, and his skin became clean, hallelujah.
Yes, 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 yes.
Exodus 1, 8 through 22. I'm telling you, just read these when you get some time. Hallelujah. They're women that are unknown, but have become known to us today. Hallelujah. Sipor and Pura. Remember them? They were the two midwives. Hallelujah. That would not do what the king had told them to, what the king had told them to do, because they feared God more than they did the king. He wanted them to kill all the male babies born to the Hebrew women. And as a result of their love and reverence to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's always a reward from our Father when obedience is better than sacrifice,
yes, yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
We're always rewarded by the Father, hallelujah. Because of their love and their reverence to God, God provided households for them. Now, when it says households for them, he's talking about family for them,
yes,
because they didn't have families, hallelujah. But because of their love for the Father and their reverence, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Joshua 15, 13 through 19, and Judges 1, 11 through 15 talks about Aksha. Aksha, yeah. I'm telling you, sometimes these names get me. She was Caleb's daughter, who was given to Athenia, her cousin, as a reward for conquering a city. Now, don't get it twisted. Caleb, her father, valued her enough to get her a husband who provided for her. He was a faithful man. He was brave, and he exhibited leadership. Now, her diary was land in the Negev, okay, which was a waterless place that was difficult to farm or raise any animals on. So because of her wisdom and her humility and her resourcefulness, she approached her father and asked for a blessing and to give her springs. And he ended up giving her two springs. This is a woman who is resourceful, and we need to be resourceful as women. And she became the wife, hallelujah, who was more than a precious jewel to her husband. Proverbs 31, 11, 12 says, the heart of her husband safely trust her, so he will have no lack of gain. See, she went to her father and she said, look, I thank you, daddy, for the land that you gave me, but it doesn't produce anything because it's waterless. I need you to give me some springs. And daddy said, yeah, I'm going to give you two springs. Had she not asked, they would not have, and they wouldn't be able to produce anything. Hallelujah.
No,
but because so he will have no lack. She does him good and not evil all the days of his life. How many of us wives, hallelujah, are doing our husband good and not evil all the days of our lives? Yes. How many of us are being resourceful enough and using wisdom and then coupling that with humility? Because I'm telling you, what I realize is that I'll get more from my husband when I'm humble than when I'm evil. Okay. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have to manipulate him. All I have to do is be who God called me to be.
Yes, 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 yes.
A humble woman. Joanna, 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 hallelujah. Luke 8, 1 through 3 and 23, 55 through 56. And you can do some research. I know you're a Bible student, hallelujah, because you're under my brother. So I know you're students of the word. This is a woman of tenacity, hallelujah. She was a tenacious woman. She was resolute. She was persistent and steadfast. She was married, hallelujah, to King Herod's chief steward. She was an unlikely believer, hallelujah. You don't hear much about her as a follower of Jesus Christ. You hear about Mary Magdalene and Mary who followed, but Joanna's name is right there with them. She is one of the ones who, after she was healed and delivered and set free from all of her stuff, she was able to follow Christ and follow him with loyalty. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. She was a loyal follower. She even provided for him through, like the other women who followed him, through her own substance. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. How many of us are loyal followers of Jesus Christ? Yes, yes. In fact, yes, not only was she a loyal follower of there, even at his crucifixion and after his crucifixion, she was one of the ones who went to the tomb and saw that it was empty. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Even his apostles were not there. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that a woman, hallelujah, a woman, hallelujah, was the first to see that the tomb was empty and his word had come alive. Oh God, I thank you for Joanna today. Hallelujah. Eunice and Louis and Lois, hallelujah. We know who they were. They were Timothy's mother and grandmother. Hallelujah. You're talking about an unmatched. Her husband, she was Jewish and her husband was Greek. Hallelujah. Unequally yoked. But because of the word of God, hallelujah. Because of their love for the Father, hallelujah, they raised this young man with a genuine faith, hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you.
And they became influential in his life because of his godly upbringing, hallelujah. We know who Timothy is today, but we don't always talk about who helped to get him there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's 2 Timothy 1, 5 and 2 Timothy 3, 14 through 15. Hallelujah. Eunice and Lois, provided encouragement and hope to those of us who are raising children for the Lord in a godless society. How many of us know that we, every single day, our society is becoming more and more godless?
Yes, it is.
Godless. Every time we turn on the news, we find something more about how ungodly things are today. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But how many of us know when you take a stand for righteousness and you raise up your children in the way that they should go when they get old, they will not depart from it, is what scripture says. I live by that scripture. Hallelujah. How many of us know when we don't allow our children to rule our homes, we might be able to govern the way God has called us to govern in our homes over our children. Hallelujah. They are your children. Hallelujah. You do have the right to deal with them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. The five daughters, remember those five daughters in Numbers 27, 1 through 11. Oh, I love them. I'm not going to even, well, I'll try and pronounce their names. It was Mala, Tiza, Hagla, Milcah, and Noah. These were the five daughters whom father had died, and he didn't leave any sons. And so the inheritance was about to go to the wayside, and they decided to go to Moses and petition Moses on their behalf, telling him, look, and I'm paraphrasing this thing, my father is dead and he has no sons, and it's just us, his five daughters, and we want to get his inheritance, hallelujah, and his land. And so when they did that, hallelujah, laws changed, hallelujah, because then Moses took it to the Lord, and the Lord said, what the daughter says is right. Yes. So the laws changed, hallelujah, and it provided protective rights for women. How many of us, hallelujah, even if we do not work in the government, praying for the government, that laws will change in our favor? Hallelujah. For years and years and years and years, I have been praying for my son, that the laws would change in his favor. And I had everybody that I know praying for my son that the laws would change in his favor. Hallelujah. 27 years later, the laws changed. Hallelujah. Because once the word says to pray always without ceasing, that's what you do.
Yes.
You don't let up on that thing until you see it come to pass.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Not only was that law changed, but they had to institute another law because, see, the law then brought about a problem. It was a problem because if they married someone outside their tribe, then that land would and their inheritance would go to their husband's tribe. And so God said, okay, we can't have that. So if they marry, they have to marry within their tribe, which was Manasseh. They had to marry within that tribe so that they can maintain the land, and the land would be maintained within the tribe. Hallelujah. Yeah. So he instituted two laws. Hallelujah. It not only protected the sisters, but it also protected the widows and the orphans. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I want to spend a little bit more time talking to you about Jael from Judges 4-5, because I believe that her life teaches us a lot about what we miss out on. And that's the opportunity to slay the enemy every time he comes into our presence. Jael was the wife of Heber the Kenite. The Kenites were the descendants of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses. She was a housewife. You know, I have much respect for housewives who are raising their children, because that's a job in itself. And when one of them tell me, well, I don't work, I say, yes, you do. Every single day you're working. Your job is even more important than my job. She was a housewife, hallelujah. Most likely a mom, maybe not, I'm not sure. Maybe she was a nanny. You see, Joel's name in Hebrew means wow or mountain goat. The root word of Jael, and I'm just gonna give you a little bit of teaching right now. The root word of Jael is Yael, and the Arabic meaning is to ascend. Sin, hallelujah. When I think about her name and what we realize she did, she ascended, hallelujah, as a mountain goat, hallelujah, on the enemy who showed up at her threshold. Look, side note here, I just have to tell you, there were words being prophesied about you, just as there was a word being prophesied about her. The word empowered her. It was a word that she had never heard herself. It was a word that was spoken from Deborah when Barak said, look, can you go with me? Deborah said, okay, I'm going to go with you, but let me know this battle that's about to be won. You will not get the credit for it, but a woman will. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
A prophecy had already been spoken, and Jael was empowered by a word that she had never heard, and she was about to become known. Hallelujah. There are words that are being prophesied about you that you may never hear,
but have given you the strength you need to kill some uncircumcised Philistine who has decided to cross your threshold, hallelujah, to slay a lion who with your bare hands, to kill a bear, hallelujah, to kill 1,000 men with a jawbone of a donkey. A word has been prophesied about you that has empowered you and given you the strength, hallelujah, to press on for 12 years, hallelujah, yes, 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 until you touch the hem of his garment, hallelujah,
yes, yes,
to fight for your family and your unsaved siblings and cousins and nieces and nephews. A word has been prophesied over you that you will never hear, but it has empowered you, hallelujah, to change things, to apply for a job, even though you don't qualify for it, and you get it, hallelujah. It's empowered you to get up every morning and fight another day. It's empowered you, hallelujah, and strengthened you to sing when you feel like crying,
yes, yes,
to praise God and give thanks,
yes, God, yes, God,
when all hell is breaking loose.
Come on now.
It's a word that has been spoken over you, hallelujah. Prophecy had hit the wind and the word had landed with Holy Ghost power, hallelujah, on a woman.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, I love the fact that we are in this month of women in celebrating us. See, every day we need to be celebrating.
Yes, yes.
But I thank God that our pastors and our leaders have decided to set the month of May aside to give us a special recognition. We thank you, Pastor Stephan. I thank my pastor in the house. I'm here from Harvest Chapel, PA, in Abbottstown, Pennsylvania. And we did the same thing. This whole month of May is for women. It's all about us. Hallelujah. It's all about us. So an opportunity to do God's business had landed at her doorstep. The enemy had showed up at a house when a husband was not at home and was about to cross over into what he thought was a safe place. See, the enemy had showed up thinking that he was big and bad enough to come and lay his head down on her bed while her husband was not at home, and that she would not do anything about it, but she knew who the enemy was. Hallelujah. You got to know who the enemy is.
Yes, 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 yes.
From the moment she said, turn aside. Hallelujah. From the moment that she said, turn aside, my Lord. Turn aside to me. Do not fear. She was setting him up for the kingdom. He asked her for water, but she gave him milk. See, milk settles a baby. My mother used to give us milk, warm milk at night to put us to sleep. JL probably knew that. Hallelujah. Whenever you want a baby to calm down, you do two things. If they're crying, you know that you either have to change their diaper or you have to give them some warm milk, whether it's breast or a bottle. And it just calms them right on down. Am I not speaking truth, ladies? Hallelujah. She knew how to calm that baby down. She knew how to settle him down. Hallelujah. She knew that he was tired. Hallelujah. See, the enemy will always show up at your house at the wrong time. But for a woman prepared, it is just the right time. We as women must be prepared always, because always the enemy is going to be showing up.
That's right. That's right. Yes, yes, yes.
He never sleeps on his job. He is always busy roaming to and fro, seeing who he might destroy. The word of God says he come to kill, steal, and destroy. He is not laying down on us. And if we're not prepared, we get entangled in his trap. We got to be prepared.
Yes.
Her husband wasn't home, y'all. But Jael knew what was in her house. Like Jael, when the enemy comes into your house, you go ahead and cover him up. You make him feel comfortable. You give him some milk. And then you take him out. You take him. The word of God says she covered him with a blanket. Sisera came looking for a place to rest, and he found a woman who had laid him to rest. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
the word says that while he was fast asleep, Jael took a tent peg and a hammer and drove that peg into his temple, so much so that it went down into the ground. You see, let me just give you a picture of this. The tent peg is about 7.9 inches long. But the average size of a man's head is 17 inches, okay? So we're talking about a little tent peg. Girlfriend had strength and power because the word had already been prophesied and it empowered her. So she had strength that she didn't know that she had. You see, she is a mountain lion. She a mountain goat. She is, her name does mean mountain goat. Hallelujah. And so she didn't just tap him a little bit. Hallelujah. See, you can't play with the enemy. Hallelujah. You can't just hit him a little bit and say, get on out of my house. You can't just shoot him away. Hallelujah. When you hit the enemy, you got to hit him with everything that you got. You can't let up until it hit the bottom of the ground. Hallelujah. That tent peg, 7.9 inches long into a 17 inch head. Hallelujah. Girl had some strength behind that top. There was some strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Power. Power.
Yes, God.
You see, Barak had run he had already won the battle, and he had defeated the men who, the 900 chariots and the foot soldiers. But God used a woman, as Deborah had prophesied, to kill the commander. Who thought that he had gotten away. When the enemy thinks that he is getting away. Hallelujah. Oh God, we cannot shrink. Oh God, we can't. Oh, I saw something and it just frightened me. Oh no. No, that's when the power of God, the Holy Spirit that dwells within you rises up in you. Yes, that's when you begin to realize that, hey, I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a king. I know who I am. Hallelujah. And I'm about to slay me an enemy right now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm going to take him right on out. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so you cannot play with him. You can't entertain the devil. Giving him what he wants. He wanted some water. Sister, and she gave him milk. Hallelujah. You can't play with the enemy. I'm telling you, you can't play with the enemy.
Right.
You can't sit down on him. As soon as he lays his head down, you better take him out.
Right.
Because if you don't, he's going to follow up and take you out.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's a thief and a murderer. He's a destroyer. He will steal from you. And then he will kill you, and then he will destroy everything attached to you. He's a murderer. Can't be any hesitation. She didn't even hesitate. She knew exactly what she was doing, my sister. Excuse me. How many of us today even know how to take the enemy out? Are we prepared? When he shows up. While you were hiding, God was preparing you. While you were unknown, wanting to be known, wanting to be accepted, wanting to be approved, God had already done that for you. He had already protected you. He had already chosen you.
Yes, 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 yes.
He had already selected you and set you apart.
Yes, 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 yes.
Too many. We want to preach to thousands and hundreds of thousands. We want to travel the world, and we want to pull. Now, make your own pulpit.
Amen, amen, amen.
In your marketplace, on the street corner. Hallelujah. You don't need to be behind a pulpit to do what God is calling you to do. To speak a word of truth to somebody who is lost and dying. You don't need to be Pastor Stefan. You don't have to do that. God has been preparing you. He was purging you and pruning you. He was, as you were going through the fiery furnace, hallelujah. You are discovering who you are. How many of us have taken the time to discover who we are? We've been so controlled by what somebody else liked for us that even when we go out shopping to buy a dress, we ask our girlfriend, "What do you like this? Does this look okay? Does it look okay to you? Do you like it?" That's all that matters. As soon as you do that, you're giving somebody else control. I don't need to know what my sister Lori thinks about the dress that I have on today. I know she thinks it's pretty. But I didn't ask her opinion when I brought it. Not because I don't love her. Not because I don't respect her. But I know who I am.
Amen. Amen.
I know I'm already loved.
Amen. Amen.
I'm already chosen.
Yes, yes, yes.
God has been preparing you. You are ready to stand out. Each one of these women that I went through with you, and I know I went through them fast, and I ask you to take the time just to study them out. But each one of them told us something about their story that is truly our story, because we are women. Yes. Of courage.
Yes, yes, yes.
We are women of compassion. We are women of great faith.
Yes, yes.
We are women who reverence our God. We are women who walk in wisdom and humility. We are women who become resourceful when needed. Hallelujah. We are women of tenacity. We are loyal followers, genuine faith lovers. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes,
influential
God.
With yes, boldness.
God. Yes, God.
We're
yes,
warriors.
God. Yes, God. Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I know that it's a lot of information to you, but if you don't get anything from what I said today, those two scriptures that I gave you in the beginning, know them yes. by heart.
Mm-hmm.
Know who you are today. These women's lives tell a story of hope and freedom and justice. What's your story?
Mm-hmm.
What is your life speaking? Since my sister gave you all the thing for this year or this month, is it the year, my sister? For this year, have you even thought about your story? Or have you been reading everybody else's? What is your life speaking? When your story is written, what will be told? What's holding you back from even telling your story? Is it shame? Is it guilt? Is it unbelief and insecurity and doubt? What's holding you back from telling your story? This is a year of your story. Hallelujah. This should be a year that you begin, even if it's sitting with your children, and telling them your story. This should be a year, even for our men to begin to tell their story, because there are men lives hanging in the balance, waiting for you, waiting to hear from you, waiting to know, how did you get to this place?
Yes, 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 yes.
What kept you from falling? What happened when you got back up again? You have a story. Our little people have a story. They have a story. Do you think that your story is not worth telling? Your story becomes his story. And his story is a story worth telling. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you all.
Thank you.